Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I would like to tell a story in honor of all of our brave soldiers in Eretz Yisrael. And there's many types of brave soldiers. There's IDF, Israeli Defense Forces. There's the Shin Bet, the secret police. There's border guards. There's regular police. There's all kinds of people in different roles who are really active soldiers in one way or another, helping to protect Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael and other good Israeli citizens, and of course to eliminate our very dangerous and very evil enemies. But it's very important to remember that even though there's a supposed ceasefire right now and so forth, and there's all different things going on, but in the meantime, every single day, our brave soldiers, as well as all the brave people who live in Eretz Yisrael, including even little children, older people, husbands, wives, whether they're in the army or they're not, but they're all very brave to be living there. And God willing, we will all be living there very, very soon. But in the meantime, I want to honor all of them, all the soldiers, and really, in a sense, all the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael, with the following story. Once there was a rabbi named Rabbi Eliyahu Treblisi, and he is the rabbi of a community of Jews from the country of Jerba, which is someplace outside of Eretz Yisrael. And it's located in the city of Petach Tikva. So he's a rabbi. But during the war, he spent many, many days, perhaps months, stationed in Gaza. Maybe he's still in Gaza, I don't know. One of the operations he was involved with was a very, very dangerous one, where the soldiers had to go from house to house looking for terrorists, searching for their weapons. In one of these search operations, they went through a mosque. Now, a mosque is a religious gathering place for Muslims, but many, many times these mosques are used as military bases. So inside, they knew that there was a very good possibility of finding weapons, terrorists, supplies, and therefore they had to go inside. There may even be machines for making weapons in there, making explosives and so forth. Now, the search took place at night. It was almost completely dark. The only light they had was from little flashlights, which they held in their hands. As they entered the area through a courtyard, the commander of the Israeli troops noticed a booby trap. What's a booby trap? It's a trap which is made in connection with a bomb, so that if somebody walks into a certain area and they, I don't know if it could be trip over a certain thin string, or I'm not sure exactly how they work, but somehow or another, it could then explode. It could be set off by a person who's watching from a hidden place, or it could be set off automatically. But of course, it's a very, very dangerous thing. And it just so happened that although it was dark and all they had was these little flashlights, but the commander happened to notice this booby trap. They knew that if they would trip off the booby trap, they would, chas v'shalom, be killed. So therefore, they moved back from the direction they came, and they called in a special group of soldiers called Engineer Corps, which means soldiers who are experts in many technical areas, especially weapons and explosives. And these soldiers came in, and they neutralized the bomb. They made it so that it wouldn't explode. Okay, now Rabbi Eliyahu and his troops continued to go through the mosque to search it. And in fact, they found many weapons. They found combat vests, which are things that the soldiers wear, or in this case, the terrorists, Lahabdil, wear to protect themselves while they're fighting. They found RPG missiles, which stands for rocket-propelled grenades. That means instead of just throwing this bomb which explodes, they can actually shoot it. Very, very powerful weapon, and unfortunately, it's made a lot of problems for the IDF. So miraculously, none of them were hurt, and they succeeded in their mission of taking away, of capturing all these very dangerous weapons. But then another miracle happened. That was that a few days later, they received special information about what happened at that time. That is, that there was actually a terrorist who was planning to explode the bomb, the booby trap, the bomb. And they captured him, and he admitted that he had seen the IDF soldiers entering into the yard of the mosque. So they said to him, well, why didn't you set off the explosion? He said, I tried. I was pressing the button, but for some reason it didn't work. So we see that what happened here was a double miracle. Number one, the miracle that they even saw the booby trap. And number two, that even though the terrorist was trying to make it explode, Hashem made a second miracle that it just didn't work. He was pressing the button, they're pressing the button. It didn't work. So too, Hashem is doing many, many, many miracles for us in this very serious fight against the terrorists. Sometimes we don't even know about them. But every day it's important to realize that Hashem is doing miracles for us, for our soldiers, and for us as well, who are not soldiers. But the truth is, we all have to be soldiers. Every single Jewish person must be a soldier in this battle. I don't mean that each one has to wear an IDF uniform and learn how to shoot a gun or fly a jet bomber or drive a tank. But through our Torah mitzvahs, we are also destroying the enemy. That when we learn Torah and we do mitzvahs, we bring light into the world. And the spiritual source of our enemies is darkness. And the more light we make with Torah mitzvahs, the more we eliminate their source of life. And so therefore, we should always consider ourselves soldiers of Hashem, as we actually learned in this week's parsha, that when the Jews went out of Egypt, they were called Sivus Hashem, the soldiers of Hashem. And so too, throughout all the generations, every Jew is really a soldier of Hashem, fighting to bring Mashiach, and fighting when necessary to eliminate our enemies. May Mashiach come immediately with the victory of good over evil, and especially through our participation of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And in this way, Mashiach should come immediately and bring the final redemption. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.